Member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Dolly Parton, with Two Doors Down, as we will explain in just a moment. But first, thanks as always to our radio hosts. And by the way, if you're watching the video version of this, Devil Radio is in their new studio in Madison. And I happen to be down in Madison this week, so I thought I'd stop by and see the place. And it's looking pretty nice. So thanks to Devil Radio 92.7, the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM. You can use the Devil Radio app to catch the show anytime. The podcast version of the show can be found in all the usual spots or at upnorthpodcast.com. A video version, the aforementioned video version, is on the Facebook page of Kirk's Minocqua Brewing Company and on YouTube. And you can find my work every day at upnorthnewswi.com or go to social media and search for Up North News WI.
Yes, and as I enjoy my Evers Ale from Minocqua Brewing Company, and I've already put in a plug when you guys weren't listening to Kirk about we need something like a call me by, I don't know, I haven't thought about it, but we need a Josh Call like themed beer. And I'm sure that that's somewhere in your Rolodex. But Kirk, what's going on with Minocqua Brewing Company?
All right. So I wanted to tell this story because I think everybody up north is going to like this story. So the background is, I don't want to talk about it too long because we want to end on a high note. But I bought this tap room and the town board made me put in a parking lot. And
is that a typical rule? Does every business have to put in a parking lot?
No, like Minocqua, Wisconsin's tiny. Uh-huh. Most of the businesses on the little island of Minocqua do not have parking
lots. But you have to.
But they made me put one in.
Okay, go on.
So because, you know, the thaw, like the ground didn't thaw until like early April, all construction projects are like way backed up throughout the state of Wisconsin. We couldn't finish our parking lot, but we could have a building permit guy say that we're ready to open. So I've asked the town to like, okay, I'll finish the parking lot, but can we at least open because it's a tourism time now? They said no. Everything has to be completed to the T. So I found a guy two doors down, like Dolly Parton said, who is 83 years old, and he rented me his office space so that we could open and sell our beer and our merch. And when I met the guy, this is the story he told me. He went to UW Marathon a year after Dave Obie, which is a two-year school. Dave Obie transferred from UW Marathon to UW Madison, and this guy transferred did the same thing a year later. These guys were bosom buddies. He was the president of the Young Dems of the University of Wisconsin-Madison during the 60s, probably the most turbulent time like that UW-Madison's ever had. And he started doing doors for David Obie's first assembly race, like a state assembly race. So this guy happened to be two doors down. He's 83 years old. And he said, Kirk, I'm going to help you because Democrats need to help each other. And you're getting a raw deal by the town. And I couldn't believe this guy's like a living legend and he's two doors down from me. So that's my story. I thought people would like him.
And Democrats need to help each other. And we are all around. You just don't know us because we're quietly nice.
It's true. And so this is going to open. When's the place two doors down going to open?
Friday.
This Friday. Okay.
Unless the town tries to pull some other shenanigans on us. Mm-hmm. But we are, you know, so yeah, we had about 120 cases of beer delivered today that I had to like get into this place. We're furiously putting like T-shirts in cubby holes and like labeling them. So
again, yeah. College memories.
So that's why I didn't get a guest because we're doing just busy work. I need tons of kids right now, but you know, I just like sprang this, like just all happened within the last 3 days as we got this new office and are able to open. So I'm overjoyed, but I'm tired.
Well, maybe if you had offered free beer, I think tons of kids would have shown up.
Yeah, but then he would have gotten in trouble with the obnom. So yeah, we have to be careful about that. Let's end on this note then, because you've put stuff up on your Facebook page about this. And we earlier in the show talked about how knocking on doors is sometimes some of the most rewarding communication that you can have. And that face-to-face thing, you can't replace that. But you can online. Not every conversation is toxic. Not everything is a flame war. Not every person is a troll. Mm-hmm. And the people talking to Kirk and encouraging him and telling them they're coming to Minocqua specifically for the Minocqua Brewing Company. They're coming to buy as much beer as they can. They're going to put on the t-shirts. They're going to cut them in half, you know, just to show off their Minocqua beer bellies. And those comments, honestly, Kirk, I know they sustain you, but you have to know they sustain all the rest of us as well.
Yes, they do.
You're doing great work, and we wish you all the best this weekend, my friend. We got to go. Thanks, Kirk. Thanks, Kristen. And thank you for joining us up at the cabin. Come on back up north next week. Won't you let me die?